Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Friday here on this program, you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today, including this coming Sunday NXT 2.0 War Games. And I have just learned, breaking news here, that Lance Storm will in fact be replacing Vinny on Sunday to cover this show. So he has to watch NXT 2.0 War Games, and then it'll be myself and Lance and Craig all recapping the show afterwards, only for our top-tier subscribers here on Twitch and YouTube. You have to be a subscriber to the video services to watch it live after the show goes off the air. But we have the lineup for the show here today. We can tell you about that. Obviously, Rampage and SmackDown tonight. We've got notes on the top salaries in WWE, which was written about in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter. Who's making $5 million a year to headline WWE shows? Well, let's talk about the Dynamite numbers. Not great numbers. Last week, the Dynamite numbers were better than I expected. This week, the Dynamite numbers worse than I expected. So we'll tell you about those here. We've also got an update on Clark Connors, who tested positive for COVID. He was expected to be at Comic-Con this coming weekend. And he will not be there, but we'll tell you about that. And WWE postponing a tour of Canada and pretty much whatever else is on your mind. We were scheduled today to be joined by Jervis Cottonbelly, but unfortunately, after booking the show, he was unable to make it here today. So we're going to schedule him for next week. We got a lot of big guests coming up. Jervis, Danhausen, who will be on the show Tuesday alongside Oreo the Orca. My God, so much coming up. And we'll talk about all of that more after the break. 425-780-7566. If you'd like to send a text message, that is 425-780-7566. Mike Sempervivi will join us after the break. And we will be back in just a moment. Stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live. Come, my lady.
Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. All we do is just get constant breaking news and information here on this program. So, as we went on the air, I learned that Lance will be stepping in for Vinny this coming Sunday for the War Games show. We can talk about that lineup here in a second, although it just completely vanished off my notes, but I'll figure it out. So there's that. And then also, we just learned that Jervis Cottonbelly will not be able to do the show here today. But we learned during the break that he will be replaced today on this show. I hear that you're leaving early, Mike. Is that right?
I am. I'm skipping out of here early today, boss. I've had enough of this week.
Well, you know what you're missing? Our interview with Gabriel Kidd.
Oh!
Yep, too bad, buddy. He's going to be on the show, coming up in the final segment of the show, talking New Japan and plenty of other things as well. So if you got questions, you can text or email them to me, and we're going to talk to him about lots of different things. That's coming up later on in the show. In this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer reported WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns and former champion Brock Lesnar are currently the heads of the company table when it comes to annual contract value. Meltzer reported both men make more than $5 million a year, which we knew about Brock Lesnar. We knew that Brock was making in excess of $5 million a year, but Roman Reigns also up there, $5 million per year, guaranteed deals. Another unnamed talent is around $4 million. And he added, quote, a lot of the top talent is now at $2 million and some at $3 million. If you recall, it's this is just the way life works. So when AEW was kicking off, WWE went on this big deal where they started offering to pay everybody double. And there were a lot of people that were making around $1 million downside. And so the top talent ended up making, as noted here, one person at four, a lot of top talent at two, some of them are at three. It's probably not hard to figure out who these individuals likely are. I mean, just look at the show, find out who never does jobs, is always protected. I don't know. Let me make this clear. I don't know. The person who is making $4 million is Randy Orton. But if I found out that the guy that was making $4 million is Randy Orton, I would not be the least bit surprised. You're $2 and $3 million. I mean, watch the show. It's your Charlotte Flairs and, you know, the folks that are getting main event pushes regularly, always there in the your Becky Lynch, for example. I mean, they're making plenty of money. But the problem here is that they started offering these deals to more than just the tippy top talent. So essentially, if you were a great example would be you know what I'm talking about? Anyway, the point is, if you were lower on the totem pole, you were also suddenly making twice as much money as you were making before. And the problem is, when AEW ends up doing fine and you're not putting them out of business and there's no chance of putting them out of business and you're paying all of these lower-tier guys double what they were making, and not just guys but women as well, well, then all of a sudden, you know, the story of the year is they've cut 85 talents or whatever the number is. So it was as usual, and it's not the talent's fault because, you know, they're not going to offer you, hey, you were making, you know, 250. Now we're going to pay you five. Take it or leave it. Well, I'm taking it. Well, now all of a sudden you're making $500,000, and they're looking at their little budget right here, and, oh, I'm sorry, you got to go. We ain't paying you $500,000. And we haven't seen any yet, but, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they're individuals that got cut and they end up coming back for less than they were making. I mean, it's inevitable that's going to happen with some of them at some point. But anyway, that's the story. So as usual, life's not fair. If you're a Randy Orton, they're going to double your contract. You're making a preposterous amount of money compared to, you know, what you used to be making. But they ain't cutting you because they don't want you to go to AEW. If you're a whoever, you know, they're not worried. I mean, I don't know what the whole situation was with Nia Jax, but she was clearly making more than they wanted to pay her. And so they weren't concerned about her going to NXT. And so she ended up getting cut along with 85 other people over the last year. So that's life in WWE, and doesn't really trickle down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, trickle-down economics is has always been a bad proposition for most of us who are waiting on that money to come trickling down. But happy for the people at the top of the food chain, that's for sure. Happy for the people that did make out because of AEW. And, I mean, Randy Orton, Becky, Charlotte, Reigns, Lesnar, you know, whoever else is up there, awesome. That's awesome. We've seen the cuts happen where they have buyer's remorse. Good Brothers, the greatest example of that, I think one of the more high-profile examples of that. You talked about
somebody.
There
was another one. They had $750,000 was their new deals. And then all of a sudden they realized, we're paying these guys $750,000. They cut them.
Well, and think about that, too. And this is not, and I love, you know, Carl Anderson goes back a long way. I'm cool with that, but like $750,000 a year. You know, they were losing their minds. Drake Maverick left, came back. He's kind of got a weird situation because I don't know, you know, with his NXT contract and all that sort of stuff, you know, did he come back for less? I bet you he probably would if they offered him less. You know, I don't know. I don't know what you can really say other than they're going to only take care of a certain group because they only look at a certain group as being valuable. And where they have made mistakes are, sure, you've let Bray Wyatt go and he hasn't made an impact yet. Sure, you let Braun Strowman go and he hasn't gone anywhere yet. But it's not going to be those guys who hurt you. You know, Daniel Bryan left in a different way. He wanted different challenges, but it won't be those guys. It's going to be the other people. And I don't want to say the 2.0s, but like you see where they're at with just a little bit of effort. I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't think they'll ever get to a level of an FTR, but oh yeah, FTR. You know, that they're going to die by people like that leaving because they don't want wrestlers with experience. They don't want certain things that AEW absolutely puts a value on. So that's where they're really going to hurt from some of this stuff. And there are going to be people that go back to WWE because they can't go anywhere else. And I don't want to say that, like, Nia Jax, for example, and I said this about Braun Strowman, I can see him, yeah, he can be an impact, he can be in some other places, but, like, because of his skill set, because of you know, his dexterity or lack thereof as he continues to get older. It's like, in some ways, WWE is the best spot for him. So even if he does take a little bit of a pay cut, it still may be the best bet for him, for a guy like him. And I think that's the same way with Nia Jax. But again, they're going to pay people what they want to pay them. Are people still criminally underpaid in that company? Absolutely, for the amount of money they bring in. But this is how it goes. Again, in my mind, their mistake of not seeing value right now in a certain type of performer, which tends to be the experienced independent wrestling fan, you know, and the wrestling fan, they don't want those guys. They're not putting a value on that. That's where they're really going to hurt. And at some point, those people are going to make money again in WWE because they're going to have to, because, you know, next in line, well, we'll see how that works out.
Wednesday's Dynamite, 861,000 viewers, down 4.1% from Thanksgiving Eve. Lowest audience for Dynamite on a Wednesday since May 19, 18 to 49. Third on cable, 0.31, which was the lowest demo since May 19. Demo categories, all of that information here. Fact of the matter is this, not a great number in terms of viewership. Last week, I was expecting them to do around 861. And instead, they did significantly better than that for the first time ever on Thanksgiving Eve. This week, I know there's no chance that the show isn't up from last week. But in fact, it was down. Now, I know the sky's falling as always, but it's not. They were third on cable, so that's good. But that is a lower number than expected. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A couple of things if you head to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. At the top there, stickied, is the link to our final Whale Scout co-host auction. And once this one is done, they are done for the year. And it ends tomorrow, so if you have any interest whatsoever in participating, then now is a chance to check that out. Top of my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Put in your bid. A winning bid gets to co-host with myself, Vinny, Craig, Granny, whatever Brian and Vinny show you want. And if within reason, I will let you review the show that you want as well.
How much for Granny to put on the orca outfit?
Not allowed. Dude, we'd never get her out of it. Disgusting.
That could be the entire Christmas special, actually, would be trying to get her in and out of the Oreo outfit, which would be, I mean, you can't say that it wouldn't be hilarious.
It would be horrible. You're a horrible person.
That's not true.
Why don't you do the Craig line the other day when he talked about the next time Granny falls down? Poor attempt at comedy, Craig. It was disgusting. I'd also like to note, speaking of hospitals, that Lance here tweeted, no show today with myself. Wife had emergency surgery Sunday. Just got home from the hospital a few hours ago. He's watched no wrestling. Will not have the free time today. She is home and recovering. So obviously best wishes to Lance and his wife. And he will be taking the day off today. But we'll be back Sunday for War Games. Can you imagine?
Oh, boy. I'm going to watch War Games. I promise you I will watch War Games. And I hate to say that I have a good, with the some of the experience level in this match, I am very much looking forward to how it's laid out, what some of these folks do in this match, what some of the big spots are. It's going to be interesting, I think. I wonder, you know, again, they have made the bar pretty high for War Games, and I know everything is out the window now with the new regime. Nothing that happened before matters, although, and we've heard those stories about, but Vince, you know, Vince watched the show and he really liked all that nonsense, whatever. It could be a completely different layout and scenario and all that sort of stuff tonight, but the bar has been raised pretty high for War Games there as far as spots and as far as, you know, what they do in those matches. So it is interesting to me. It's a very intriguing lineup here for the very first takeover of the 2.0 era.
First, it says, you're going to make poor Lance watch the NXT 2.0 pay-per-view after the week he's had. Hold on a minute. I made an offer to Lance. Lance is the one that said that he would do it. And Lance is getting paid. So no one's being forced to watch this show against their will. Except maybe Mike. So we got Raquel Io, Cora Jade, Kaylee Ray against Dakota Kai Toxic Attraction. That's Mandy, Gigi, and JC Jane. So these War Games are 4-on-4 matches this year. And the baby faces have the advantage in the women's match. That should be really exciting. And the last time that we had a match that was a stunt match with green workers, it was a few weeks ago. There was a ladder match or something like that. And I was petrified that someone was going to get killed. And someone actually did get badly injured. But it was Zoe Stark, who I was not expecting to be one of the people that got injured. So we're back to doing some War Games match. And somebody is, I'm sure, going to have to come off the top of that cage, and there's going to be gimmicks and weapons, so I just say a prayer before that particular match. Cameron Grimes, Duke Hudson is hair versus hair.
I'm sorry.
We got Imperium versus Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner. That'll be for the tag team titles. Joe Gacy faces Roderick Strong. And then we've got the old versus new, although they're calling it Team Black and Gold versus Team 2.0. But it's the Millionaires Club versus the New Blood. Ciampa, Gargano, Pete Dunne, and LA Knight against Braun Breaker, Carmelo Hayes, Grayson Waller, and Tony D'Angelo. And we'll see what happens
to some
here.
Of the creativity with some of these names. You remember when the Survivor Series was actually good, and you had, like, Sarge's Snipers, and you actually had some, a little bit of panache to these names, for heaven's sakes. This is just, it's black and gold. Are they going to put on shirts, too, like they do on the main roster? Are we going to have, like, black
well,
and gold
should,
shirts?
Because we've mixed up babyface and heels here. You can't convince me LA Knight is a babyface.
He is not.
Like, I know that he's working on that side. I know he's feuding with somebody on the other side. But how is L.A. Knight a babyface?
Now, we've seen this in wrestling for years.
Breaker is obviously a babyface.
Well,
but he's on the heel team.
That's
clearly a babyface. They bark at him. They chant his name. They cheer for everything he does.
Just wait till the Royal Rumble when he comes out.
Babyface.
Just wait. And it'll be interesting to see who he throws out and who he gets thrown out by. And I know you say, Mike, how are you so sure that he is going to be in the Royal Rumble? Come on. He's going to be in the Royal Rumble. And if anything, Walter will be the one that chops him out of there. It won't be somebody that you even see every week. I'm already seeing into the future on this. How is Braun Breaker not going to be in the Royal Rumble? It'd be insane for him not to be.
As far as this, I hope Knight leaves. He's too talented. Bro, that guy just signed. He's been there like less than a year, hasn't he?
And no offense to anybody with LA Knight. LA Knight went through that system once. He reimagined himself in was an Impact, and then I don't know if he did. He did NWA for a while too. Like him just being back there, you know. To me, he's not being wasted at all. To me, like that's a great example of that's almost the best place for him. He can talk his ass off. Is he good in the ring? He's okay. It's just he's missing a component that puts him somewhere where his talking is. And I know people get tired of the catchphrases and all that, but look, if you threw some of that out, the guy is very good, and I'm sure he can mix up his game if he wanted to, but this is what they have him doing. This is what has worked for him, so I don't blame him for doing the shtick, but he can talk his ass off, and to me, WWE, he should be very happy where he's at. I'm not saying, well, you should be happy because he signed there, but like that to me is like the perfect place for LA Knight. Am I wrong? Do I think he's actually overshot his target by making it there a second time and being a feature piece?
I want to
Am
wish,
I wrong?
Well, hold on. I gotta make sure we get this in, but Clark Connor was supposed to be on the show today. Clark Connors. And he has COVID. And
he's supposed to be on our show?
He's supposed to be on this show today. Well,
and he can't do it because he has COVID?
It's a long story. But anyway, we were trying to book him.
Picking up infectious diseases.
Anyway, let's get to the point, Mike. He's got COVID.
What is it?
So I want to wish the best to him. He is vaccinated. He hopes it will pass quickly. But we'll get him back here on the show soon. So actually, this has been a rough day for guests. We lost Clark, and then we replaced him with Jervis, and then we lost Jervis. So I'm only hoping here that everything is okay with Gabriel Kidd for the next 4 minutes.
Really?
Then we'll have him on. Clark was supposed to be at Comic-Con this weekend, the LA Comic-Con, and obviously had to pull out of that. But they are having a meet and greet. There's a New Japan booth at Comic-Con, and there's a meet and greet Friday, December 3rd, and there will be a panel discussion with Jay White and Fred Rosser on Saturday, December 4th. And Gabriel Kidd not only taking the place of Clark on this show, but also at Comic-Con. So that is the update there.
Jay White and Fred Rosser sounds awesome as a panel and as a match.
Well, we'll get the match, I'm sure, at some point. Maybe the panel will turn into a match, or they'll shoot an angle for a match.
They should.
Also, very quickly, WWE's postponed the tour of Canada, scheduled to take place in January 2022. 4-show tour set to include an episode of SmackDown, an episode of Raw, and 2 house shows. They have been rescheduled. These were all scheduled to take place January 21, 22, 23, and 24. The live Raw scheduled. They've actually rescheduled all of these already for October and September of next year.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was because of the Winter Olympics and hockey. Honestly, I thought, okay, there might be facing hockey competition on those nights, and I honestly thought that was it. And I know hockey doesn't begin until February, so I have no idea if this has got what this actually has to do with. But it's,
well, I would think it was
hell of a move.
I would think it's so. It's not ticket sales, as Dave noted, because the advances are good, and so I mean, I think that it is something travel related, and you can all figure out what that would likely be. I'm not saying that's 100% why, but if the shows are booked, the advances are good, but you're not going to go to and from Canada, it seems self-explanatory to me.
Yeah, and I know people are probably saying right now, well, what has changed? Nothing, but something very well may change, so maybe they're just hedging their bets that way.
Actually, some stuff has changed.
Ooh.
Patrick here, by the way, says, no wonder they have problems selling tickets to WWE shows. A mid-level seat for a house show in Baltimore is $140.
Wait, what now?
A mid-level seat for a house show in Baltimore is $140. So if you were going to take your family, Mike, and you wanted to get mid-level seats, that would cost you $560, not counting parking and merch.
Well, first of all, Brian, I do nothing mid, okay? Number two, I've been to the Baltimore Arena / Civic Center, whatever the hell they're calling it now, Royal Farms Arena, the Chicken Box, whatever. Man, it ain't worth it. It's just there's no way. $140 for that, I cannot believe that. That's got to be, what is the high, how is that, what is the low end? I mean, the low end's usually $15. A mid? I mean, how are they staggering these seats where you jump to that kind of number for a mid-range seat? That's insane.
Got to go to a break. Mike Satta here. We'll see him next week. Gabriel Kidd joins us after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Gabriel Kidd. We got a lot to talk about here today. Gabriel, how you
What's
doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
You know, we have a, I don't know if he's your friend or not, but I like to say mutual friend because you guys work together. Filthy Tom Lawler, you're aware of him?
I'm aware of him. I don't speak to him too much. He's he's on a different team to me, but
he's an off-putting sort of fella, isn't he? And those giant ears, you know?
Say that again, sorry.
He's kind of an off-putting fella.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's not too kind, really, but a very good wrestler.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because we were having a discussion on the show, and we were talking about New Japan Strong, and we were talking about you, and he kept calling you Gabe Kidd. And for my whole lifetime, every time I've heard of you, it's been Gabriel Kidd. So can you clear up, what do you prefer?
That's a question. Well, you know, I pick Gabriel because I think it's the full version of my name and it's proper. And I think that's how I want to be presented, you know. But all my friends call me Gabe. The only person I know that calls me Gabriel is my grandma and my mom when she's angry at me. But, you know, I don't mind either.
Oh, man. So technically, is it now, should I be calling you Gabe Kidd?
No, you can call me Gabriel Kidd, you know. Right. That's how I present myself to the world. So I'll take Gabriel. Well, you can call me whatever you want. I'm easy. I don't mind.
Sure. So what has been going on in life? I mean, there's been you've resurfaced here, and there's obviously been a pandemic, and kind of take us through the last 2 years of your life.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy 2 years. So I joined New Japan Pro Wrestling and the LA Dojo in September 2019, and I went over to Japan for the Young Lions Cup. I didn't wrestle. I just supported the boys and started Young Lion duties. And then I came back to America and I was at the LA Dojo for 3 months at the back end of 2019. And then 2020, I was, Shibata-san wanted me to go to Japan to debut. So I was going to be there for 4 months and then go back home, see my family, and then move out to LA properly. But then, the pandemic happened. So I kind of just stayed in Japan from January 2020 to May this year.
So what is the status as far as New Japan Strong? I mean, you've got some various dates coming up. I mean, are you under contract to New Japan and largely going to be doing Strong tapings and then whatever else is happening in the meantime?
Yeah, so I don't think it's really been, you know, announced officially, really. But I'm not, you know, I've graduated the Young Lion system. I've had that conversation with Shibata-san, and I'm on my excursion in the United States now. This is like, because I wrestled on the UK scene for a bit and then went to Japan for a year and a half, and I've never wrestled in America until recently, so I'm on excursion in the States, and I'm doing some independent shows and New Japan Strong too, yeah.
One of the most recent matches I saw with you was with Zack Sabre Jr. I think it was in the New Japan Cup. And just a fantastic match. And the next match that I'm aware of you doing, apparently, is with Eddie Kingston, which is a completely different kind of match than the match that you had with Zack Sabre Jr. What are your thoughts on Eddie?
You know, I love Eddie, to be honest, and I've said this publicly before, and, you know, I'll say it 1,000 times over. And, you know, what he's done right now, and just like the past year, you know, because I had a conversation with him in 2019 in England, and he was thinking about stopping, and he had some stuff going on, and he was thinking about stopping wrestling. And I just said to him, I pulled him aside at that show, and I just said, please don't, like, give up on this, because we need more people like you. And, you know, he's a real inspiration. He's inspired a generation of young wrestlers without even knowing, I feel. And, you know, I really look up to him, but when I'm standing in the ring and I'm looking at him, I'm not, you know, we're not friends anymore. It's go time, you know, and I've had 6 months off, and I'm not coming back just to slow down again. So,
you are doing the show today, and originally, like a long time ago, you're actually the third guest that was scheduled here for today because of various situations. And the first one was going to be Clark Connors, and he ended up getting COVID. And then, so you've replaced him here on the show today. And we're actually here to talk about what you're replacing him on this weekend, which is the Comic-Con in L.A. And I have read on the internet, and I want you to tell me if this is true, because if it's on the internet, it's usually not true. But I want to clarify this. Is it true that you were reading an issue of Fighting Spirit magazine when you were, like, compelled to get into this business? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And it's weird, because I've met Brian after, and we've, like, spoke about it, and because he did a piece on me a few years back, like 4 years ago, on the One to Watch section, and I told him that story, and it's kind of funny how things come full circle, you know?
Well, you know, I'm really old. I'm 46 years old, so, you know, this new generation of guys like you, and I look up the stuff, and it's like, this guy was born the year I graduated high school. And then the Fighting Spirit thing was interesting because I wrote for Fighting Spirit magazine, like, in the very beginning when that magazine began. So to see that, like, you were a kid reading Fighting Spirit magazine, which is what got you into the business, it's just it blows my mind, and not always in the best way.
Oh, sorry, bro.
That's all right.
Yeah,
but I mean, you've gone.
I can't help being born.
You've gone. Yeah, from reading Fighting Spirit magazine to now you are signed with New Japan, and you're a Comic-Con booth coming up this weekend. And, you know, we had another viewer here that says they remember you from, where was it here? I first watched Gabriel Kidd on WCPW. Very happy for him. Like, do you ever sit and just think about how far you have come from reading that Fighting Spirit magazine?
Yeah, I do. Quite a lot, actually. Like, especially in the past couple of months, I've kind of learned how to take a step back and be like, because when you're chasing something, you're just constantly thinking about the next thing, you know, and you're constantly, like, looking forward and trying to reach where you're trying to go. And, you know, it's real easy to get lost of what you're actually doing in, like, the present moment. But I've been very, like, I was in South Carolina recently, and I took a step outside my hotel room in the morning, and I just kind of, like, took a breath of fresh air and was like, this is what I always wanted to do, you know? This is what I said to myself, you got to work hard for this, and now I'm, you know, living it. So I do that quite a lot.
I always like to ask people the question, I mean, when you were reading that Fighting Spirit magazine or whatever your early dreams of wrestling were, I mean, when was the first time that it hit you, like you showed up at a building and you saw the lineup, or, you know, the bell rang and you were looking across the ring from so-and-so? I mean, what was the first thing that really blew your mind in this business where you just could not believe that you actually were doing this?
So, November 2016, I was scheduled to wrestle Doug Williams in my hometown on the pre-show of an iPay-per-view for WCPW, What Culture Pro Wrestling. And I was supposed to, which at the time for me was a really big match, you know. Doug was, he had just started picking up like bookings around this time, and I was really excited for it. And I got to the building, and someone had missed their flight, And the promoter comes up to me, and the guy who was running the whole thing was like, okay, your match has changed. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I was really, you know, wanted to test myself with this one. And they were like, yeah, you're going on with Johnny Mundo instead.
Wow.
I was like, oh, damn.
That's the former John Morrison.
Yes. And that was in my hometown, you know, so all my friends were there, and I kind of came out and got this big reaction, and it was this, you know, it was about 1,500 people in there. And yeah, that's when I was like, oh, this is different to anything else I've done before, you know.
We had Hammerstone was on the show about a week or two ago, and he was talking about how, you know, it's been recently that he's been doing shows, and he can go to a building, and now he no longer feels like, my God, something could go terribly wrong, because he's been doing it long enough that now he feels comfortable that regardless of who the opponent is or what type of match, now he feels like, you know, I can get through this. When did you start feeling that way, in the sense that, you know, there's not that fear, oh my God, who am I going to be in the ring with? Am I going to be able to work with this person? When did you start feeling comfortable?
Honestly, I mean, I've always been pretty confident in my ability, especially the past few years, you know, really got into like self-belief and kind of really getting into a good mindset. But not until recently, you know, because I took 6 months off and I was getting ready to come back, and I was, you know, there's always that battle in your mind, like, am I going to be there? Am I not going to be there? Like, but then I was like, no, I've done this for 10 years, you know. I just said to myself, I've done this for 10 years. I know exactly what I'm doing. I've done it 1,000 times. And for the past year and a half, I've done it at the top level, you know, in Japan with the best wrestlers in the world. So just kind of, you know, I feel I'm confident in my ability now, you know. But it almost feels like I'm starting again, in the sense of I've got that hunger that I had when I was first starting out, when I first got to New Japan. And it's almost that like 6 months has kind of given me a reset, you know, and now I'm just in a different mindset and I'm just ready to go, go, go. And yeah, I feel the most comfortable I've ever felt. And yeah, really looking forward to the future.
So who in New Japan, as you look at the roster and who's available in America right now, I mean, is there anybody that you're particularly interested in getting in the ring with here soon?
I mean, you know, I'm always looking at my next opponent. I try not to look past my next opponent. I think that's, you know, the longer I've been in it, the more I've come to understand that. But I think it'd be silly, you know, not to, you know, go for the best, because I need to be in the ring with people who are better than me and people who have been where I want to be. And, you know, I think the first answer is always going to be Hiroshi Tanahashi, you know, the ace of New Japan Pro Wrestling, inspired a generation of Japanese wrestlers, and, you know, is still innovating. And he was really good to me, my time in the dojo, but, you know, I've always been here to be at the top, like ever since I came to New Japan. And there's going to be a day when I step in the ring and Hiroshi Tanahashi is going to be looking at me in the eye, and I have to know that I have to beat him, you know. And I'm just, every day I think about this and I trained for moments like that. So, you know, that will happen one day in front of a big crowd in a big arena for big stakes. And I look forward to that day.
Very quickly here, if you look at the Tanahashis and the Okadas, I mean, these are names that are in the running when people talk about the greatest wrestler they've ever seen. Who is the greatest wrestler that you have ever seen?
That's a question. The greatest wrestler I've ever seen. I mean, there are so many components that go into it, but if I had to go off, you know, if you asked me that question right now, I think I'd have to say, you know, it's hard not to say Katsuyori Shibata, you know, because he essentially stopped at his peak. And, you know, even just recently, he had a 5-minute grappling exhibition with Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah. And, well, actually, hold that thought. We'll get into more of this after the break. Stand by, everybody. Observer Live.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Gabriel Kidd joining us here today. The Comic-Con coming up in L.A., and we've got a panel discussion coming up tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Jay White, Gabriel Kidd, and Fred Rosser are part of that panel. And then there is a meet and greet over the next 3 days. Tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., it'll be Gabriel. And Saturday from 1 to 3, Jay White. Sunday, 1 to 3 is Fred Rosser. So you can check that out at the L.A. Comic-Con. And I want to make sure we get a chance to get some plugs in here today for your stuff, Gabriel. Some upcoming matches. You'll be doing all the New Japan Strong tapings. What else is coming up, and how can people find out more about you?
I got the Strong taping in Hollywood on the 9th of December, and on the 18th, I'll be in North Carolina for PWX. And, yeah, just shout out to my team, LA Dojo, all my boys, and just 2022 is going to be a big year for the LA Dojo, and, you know, I'll let our work speak for itself, but I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Gabriel Kidd _, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
There you go, at Gabriel Kidd _ on Twitter. So check that out, and best of luck this weekend. Have fun at the Comic-Con, and best of luck with all the future matches. Well, I do think it'll be a big year for the New Japan Dojo because it was a big year last year in the middle of a pandemic. So next year should be even better. But thanks again. And, of course, thanks for doing this on short notice here today. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We're out of time. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.